Well, hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, August 20th, and I have to warn you, I have the hiccups, and I cannot get rid of them. I guess I can edit them out, but anyway, if you hear a hiccup, it's because I don't know how to get rid of them. Today, we're going to be reading from John's Gospel. We're going to be talking a little bit about John the Baptist and his interaction with some of the teachers of the law. Then we'll move over to the Psalms, as is our daily rhythm. And because it's Thursday, we're thinking a lot about gratitude. Text me, call me, let me know what you're thankful for. And begin to ponder this question as we cycle back through the 7 questions from the gratitude journal I shared with you some months ago. Today's question is, what are 3 blessings that you experienced today? If you are doing this early morning, perhaps say, what are 3 blessings I experienced yesterday? And then the second part is, who can I tell about these gifts? Let's turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 1. We'll begin in verse 19, and I'm reading from the Christian Standard Bible. This was John's testimony when the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him, "Who are you?" He didn't deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." "What then?" they asked him. "Are you Elijah?" "I am not," he said. "Are you the prophet?" "No," he answered. "Who are you then?" they asked. "We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What can you tell us about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' just as Isaiah the prophet said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees, so they asked him, "Why then do you baptize if you aren't the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet?" "I baptize with water," John answered them. "Someone stands among you, but you don't know him. He is the one coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." All this happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Before we move on, we've got to talk about, was John Elijah or was he not? It can be kind of confusing. Here, John says explicitly, he is not Elijah reincarnated or literally returning from heaven. But as other scriptures like Luke 1:17 suggest, he is going in the spirit and the power of Elijah. Even Jesus claims that John is going in the spirit and power of Elijah. Look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 14. He says, "And if you're willing to accept it, he is the Elijah who is to come." So in one sense, no, he's not reincarnated Elijah. But in the other sense, he is the one like Elijah who is sent to prepare the way of the Lord. And he's coming in the spirit of Elijah. One more interesting thing that connects Elijah and John is that in 2 Kings 1:8, we read that Elijah wore a garment of hair with a belt of leather around his waist. And in Matthew 3, verse 4, we hear that John wore a garment of camel's hair as well and a leather belt around his waist. Just like Elijah, John the Baptist's ministry was to point to another, to point to the Lord who is coming. And he did so today. Do you remember how he said it? "Someone stands here among you. You don't know him, but I'm not even worthy to untie his sandal." Oh Lord, give us that kind of reverence for our Lord Christ today. We want to just take a moment to be in awe of you and to thank you for the witness of John the Baptist, who prepared the way for your coming. And now let's move over to the Psalms. We're in Psalm 40, and I'll begin reading in verse 4. And as I read, I want you to think about how some of these verses are pointing us to Jesus. Remember, all of Scripture is pointing us forward or backward or in the direction of Jesus. How happy is anyone who has put his trust in the Lord and has not turned to the proud or to those who run after lies. Lord my God, you have done many things. Your wondrous works and your plans for us, none can compare with you. If I were to report and speak of them, they are more than can be told. You do not delight in sacrifice and offering. You open my ears to listen. You do not ask for a whole burnt offering or a sin offering. Then I said, "See, I have come. In the scroll it is written about me. I delight to do your will, my God, and your instruction is deep within me. I proclaim righteousness in the great assembly. See, I do not keep my mouth closed. As you know, Lord, I did not hide your righteousness in my heart. I spoke about your faithfulness and salvation. I did not conceal your constant love and truth from the great assembly. Lord, you do not withhold your compassion from me. Your constant love and truth will always guard me. For troubles without number have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me. I am unable to see. They are more than the hairs of my head, and my courage leaves me. Lord, be pleased to rescue me. Hurry to help me, Lord." Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It is Thankful Thursday. I want you to think about three gifts, three things that the Lord has given you recently. Just this week, Wayne shared with our family on our family text a website called Ordinary Abundance. I think it's ordinaryabundance.com. And in this article and on this little website, it's in story form. There's an article about all the things that likely you and I take for granted. And while he read the article to us, I couldn't help but think of gratitude and how all these things that are commonplace in our homes once were just a dream that people longed for. And so today, as we end, I want to remind you of a couple of these things so that we can be thankful for them. Any song at home. We have access to all songs that we want to hear. In 1888, Edward Bellamy wrote, "If we could have devised an arrangement for providing everyone with music in their homes, perfect in quality, unlimited in quantity, suited to every mood, and beginning and ceasing at will, we should have considered the limit of human felicity already attained." And that's something we have today, music of any genre, anytime we want. Light without fire. In 1880 in Wabash, Indiana, the night was lit up by entirely electric light. This was one of the first cities that was entirely lit by electricity. Listen to this quote. "The people, almost with bated breath, stood overwhelmed with awe, as if in the presence of the supernatural. The strange, weird light, exceeded in power only by the sun, yet mild as moonlight, rendered the courthouse square as light as midday." And then one more. You can go to the site Ordinary Abundance if you want to take some time to think on other aspects of our ordinary life that we often take for granted. But this one really got me because I'm someone who uses this every day, and it is spectacles. Spectacles weren't created until the 1300s, glasses to help one see, and the article makes mention of the fact that before spectacles, people who couldn't see had to stop reading and doing really close work. And so, Lord, today I am thankful for glasses. I'm also thankful for light and also for abundance of music. Will you pray with me? Oh, Father, we open our hearts to you. Even now, come and dwell with us. Remind us of your Holy Spirit's presence. We thank you, Lord, for Jesus, the one whom we shouldn't even untie his sandal, Lord, like John the Baptist. But we want to preach the good news of who he is. We thank you for the Psalms, Lord. We thank you that just as Jesus delighted in doing your will, we too have that same opportunity. May it be said of us that we delight to do your will. Thank you, Lord, today for three gifts. I'm going to give you a moment to thank the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for music and for glasses and also electricity and light. Father, John reminds us that Jesus is the light of the world. Every time we see light today, would you refocus our attention on him? And it's in Jesus' holy and precious name that we pray. Amen.